This is episode 1146. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored to share today's meditation technique with you. I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. And our theme we're exploring this week, we explore a different theme every week. And that allows you to go in depth with a particular quality in your life. Well, our theme is all about reframing stress. In each episode this week, you're exploring different coping habits to help you manage stress in your life in a new way. And in today's episode, I'm going to share with you a technique for clarity. And this will help you to create a new beginning for yourself. And you're going to experience creativity because, contrary to what you may think about creativity, creativity brings you clarity. You might think of creativity as something you do in your leisure time when you have time to actually be creative, when everything else, all the other important things you need to do, are completed. Well, in fact, creativity helps you to focus and gives you clarity. This clarity can help you cope with stress in a new way. And I'm going to share with you a technique called a mudra. Mudras are a way you position your hands, and this stimulates your nervous system in a particular way. Now, you don't have to do the mudra as you do the meditation technique, but it's an option for you. And many people tell me that at first they weren't really sure what mudras are all about, but they do them now and they love them. They get great results. In fact, for many of you, I know it's your go-to meditation technique. I found this was true for myself when I started doing mudras. I had meditated for over a decade before I opened up to trying mudras, and now I use them throughout the day. One of my favorite ways to use mudras is when I'm beginning to feel tired or stressed, or maybe I have pain in a particular area of my body, and mudras help me to relieve this tension, to energize, to sleep better. So the mudra for today is for mental clarity, and it's called the Ushas Mudra. And as you do the mudra, it's very simple to do, but I share a photo of the mudra. You can find that at my Facebook page, and that's at Sip and Om. Just go to Facebook and type in Sip, S-I-P-A-N-D, Om, O-M, and you'll see the mudra right there on the page. It's a very simple mudra to do this week, but sometimes it's nice to see a photo of it. So let me guide you through this Ushas Mudra. Now, this is a mudra. If you enjoy doing the chakras, I'll share a chakra with you in tomorrow's episode. This is a mudra to help you activate your second chakra, which is all about creativity and focus. And so if you'd like to focus on your second chakra, which is right at your reproductive organs, that can help you when you do this mudra. Clasp or intertwine your fingers together, holding this mudra at your lap, which is right there by your reproductive organs. And as you do so, have your right thumb on top of your left thumb. That's it. Your right thumb over your left thumb. And then with your right thumb, press just slightly on your left thumb. Now, for women, there's a small tweak to this mudra. Women should place the right thumb between the left thumb and the index finger. And then, again, press on it with your left thumb. When you kind of do this pressure with your left thumb, it just helps to activate the mudra a little bit more. You can hold it for 5 to 15 minutes. I usually don't really pay attention to the amount of time I hold the mudra. I hold it until I feel good doing so, just as I always encourage you when you meditate to the point where you're still enjoying it, and then let go of your meditation or this technique. When you're still enjoying it, you could go a little bit further. Always leave it on a high note. So as you do this mudra, here's a visualization you can do. So whether you do the mudra or not, you can still get your creativity flowing with this technique. When you're seated, visualize yourself watching the sunrise. And as you watch the sunrise, think of your brand new day. Think of what you'd like to do in this day. Think of the thoughts you'd like to think. People you'd like to meet. How would you like to feel as you create a new beginning for yourself? And as you focus on the sunset, visualize the yellow, the orange, the red rays warming you, nourishing you. Red and yellow and orange. Stay with us for a long time. Help to improve your mood. Continue watching the sunrise as you begin a brand new day with focus and clarity for what you're about to create. If you'd like to be guided in full half-hour meditations where you could break off at the 15-minute point, I share a way for you to go deeper into your meditations. And I offer a 2-week free trial at a membership site I have for a subscription site, Meditations. And this is at my website at sipandom.com. And this will very soon become an app. You also get access to over 1,000 guided meditations, as well as a journal for each week's series. So you get a stress relief journal this week, and you also get a guide with all the weekly techniques organized for you, so you can glance at the guide if you forget a particular technique you'd like to do. Again, that's at sipandom.com. Now go into your own inner stillness. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.